This is Gloria Maynard Presents. Dr. Maya Angelou is a poet, writer, performer, teacher, and director. In addition to her best-selling autobiographies, beginning with I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, she has also written 5 poetry collections, including I Shall Not Be Moved and Shaker, Why Don't You Sing, as well as the celebrated poem On the Pulse of Morning, which she read at the inauguration of President William Jefferson Clinton, and A Brave and Startling Truth, written at the request of the United Nations and read at its 50th anniversary. I have the pleasure of welcoming Dr. Maya Angelou. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Miss Maynard.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. You have such a beautiful speaking voice.
Thank you so much. Dr. Angelou, we are here this morning to talk about a book you've just written. It's called Hallelujah, The Welcome Table.
Yes.
Now, I've read through it and I've been fascinated by some of the contents.
Thank you.
For example, let's start with let's start with Jessica Mitford.
Yes.
Who was a good friend of yours.
Yes.
You mentioned 2 instances when she requested undressed chickens, and 1 instance when you were in Italy at a retreat there.
That's right.
Give us a little snapshot, if you will, of those 2 times.
Well, Jessica Mitford was English and lived in Oakland and was a member of the Communist Party until she left it because she thought it wasn't really living up to the high ideals that she joined it, but she had very little kitchen skills. That's being kind.
Kind, yes.
So she was told to order some chickens for a big party that they were going to put on, a gala, and so she called in and ordered 50 chickens from a poultry house, and the man asked her, "Do you want them dressed or undressed?" She said, "Undressed, of course." And so when the chickens were delivered with their necks and feet and all the feathers on them, she was aghast. She said, "I thought I told you undressed. What are all these things sticking out of them?" So the people told her, "Well, in poultry parlance, undressed means you leave them as they are. Dressed means take everything out and off." So they found somebody to come in and dress the chickens, as it were. And so they gave her 1. She was so contrite. She was so sorry. So they gave her 1 and said, "Just take it home." She went home, opened a good bottle of white wine, and drank half the wine, and then put the chicken in a pot with some onion and celery and carrot and garlic and the rest of the wine, and went to bed. And her husband, she called her husband, he came home. It was delicious. And so from that day to this, that recipe is called Decca's Chicken Drunkard Style.
All right. And of course, when you went to Italy, to this very prestigious gathering of writers and brilliant minds, and you offered to cook turkey for them.
Well, I offered them the menu.
Yes.
And the chef sent for Dr. Angelou.
Yes.
Well, they had never had women there as the principal, as the dottore. And so they'd always had men, and the wives were called signora. And so he thought a man was coming down into his kitchen. But instead, a woman came down, and a black woman at that. So he was so thrown. He just couldn't get it together. He couldn't call me dottore, which is doctor. And he tried to leave me, just act as if I wasn't in the kitchen. He told the other chefs, the sous chefs, "You work with this woman." So, but I speak Italian. So I explained to the other chefs what we had to do. I had to make cornbread. They didn't have cornmeal as such. They had polenta. And so I had to make cornbread to make a cornbread dressing. And when the bread came out of the oven, having used yeast and polenta and milk to make the bread, It came out so beautiful. So he looked at it and said, "It's beautiful," in Italian. I said, "That's my people's bread." He asked, "Who are your people?" I said, "Well, African Americans." He said, "Well, aren't all American? What do you mean, African American?" I said, my ancestors came from Africa." He said, "Well, all Americans' ancestors came from somewhere else, except the Indians." So I couldn't tell him that was wrong. He was right about that. But he said he called a friend, another chef in the kitchen who is what we call swarthy. He was dark for an Italian. And he said, "Can I call him an Afro-Italian?" So he made everybody laugh at me. And so,
but you did a brilliant job with that turkey.
But in the end, he was so proud of it. He came to me and asked me in Italian, "You want to smoke?" And I wasn't much of a smoker, but I knew that that was a conciliatory request or invitation. I said, "Yes." So we went outside. He gave me a strong French cigarette, and he had a Gauloise. And he had one. And we just leaned against the building and smoked. And I knew that was his way to say, you done good.
Yes, yes.
And that night when the chefs brought the food upstairs to where the 30 of us were sitting at a round table of the guests, they came up and everybody applauded the turkey and the chefs. And then the chef, the head chef, brought the turkey to me and asked me to stand.
Oh.
So that was very, very nice. And it told me that the preparation and the respect and the serving of food can make differences go away. You can cross continents, oceans, languages, races with the preparation and the genuine offering of good food in friendship.
Dr. Angelo, I wish we had more time, but I tell you what, I'm going to invite you to talk with us again at a later time.
My dear, so pleasant to hear the melody, the Jamaican melody in your voice. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to Gloria Minard Presents. If you like what you hear, go to www.gloriaminard.com for more interviews or follow me on Twitter @GloriaMinard.